This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to another March to Match Day here at 92.9thegame.com. I'm Jason Longshore reporting live from Mexico City. Had a chance to see the Estadio Azteca last night. Atlanta United trained, and I really like the vibe and the mood of this team. They're excited about the opportunity to play a heavyweight club in this hemisphere like Club America, but they're also not intimidated by it. Thought it was interesting, Miguel Herrera, Club America's manager, spoke to the media yesterday and wanted to remind Atlanta United that it was Club America that is competing with clubs like Boca Juniors, River Plate, to be the top club in this hemisphere. Atlanta United has that ambition. They also are only, you know, 3+ years old, and it's going to take some time for all those ambitions to be realized. One thing that can help start those ambitions to turn into reality is a big performance tonight. And it's not going to be easy. We have watched American teams, whether it's a national team or a club team, come into the Estadio Azteca and struggle. Altitude is a real factor. Air quality is a real factor. It's not going to be easy for Atlanta United to play its game tonight. They're not going to be able to press for 90 minutes. They're going to have phases in the game where things get disjointed, players get tired, mistakes happen. Organization is going to be key, and I think an Atlanta United player to keep an eye on tonight is Fernando Meza. Meza has experience at the Estadio Azteca. He has a Liga MX experience with Necaxa. He took Necaxa to the semifinals of the playoffs in the Apertura last fall. Meza's ability to keep this team calm and his ability to keep this team organized will be very, very important for them tonight to be able to weather this storm that Las Aguilas are going to unleash on them. Because let's be real, I think it's a pretty significant expectation to see Club America come out and be very aggressive in the early phases of the match, trying to catch Atlanta out of shape, trying to catch Atlanta, just out of focus and try to get an early goal. Because we see so many times in CONCACAF Champions League matches where goals swing momentum. Now, Atlanta United is also a team that gave up a goal on the road against Motagua and scored about a minute later through a great combination play with Pitti Martinez and Joseph Martinez. Pitti won't have Joseph to deliver the final ball into. He's going to have to look for some of those final opportunities himself. We'll be really curious to see what the lineup looks like tonight. Adam John got the start in place of Joseph Martinez over the weekend. Worked really hard, didn't really find that synchronicity with the team as much as you'd like to see. Does he get the start tonight against a Club America opponent that you would expect will put a lot of pressure on? And Atlanta might need to play long and concede possession at times and have John use his size to battle two center backs from Club America. Very possible. You could also see some differences in Atlanta United as we've talked about on stoppage time and broken down on the whiteboard. You've got some of the personnel to look at potentially playing a false nine kind of system. Could that be Pitti Martinez? Could that be Ezequiel Barco? Maybe Mateo Sosetu? Maybe it's Sosetu behind Pitti Martinez and Barco. Emerson Heineman can factor into that, and he's been very good in the final third this season. So many different ways for Frank de Boer to try to solve this, and it is problem-solving at this point. Atlanta's not at full strength. Club America's not at full strength either. They've got a number of injuries. Miguel Herrera did give a lineup in their press conference yesterday. Memo Ochoa not going to get the start We've seen Oscar Jimenez in the Campeones Cup. He has also started the matches against Comunicaciones in this competition. He is expected to start tonight. Fullbacks on the left side, Luis Fuentes. On the right side, Jorge Sanchez, who is predominantly a left fullback. He'll be playing on the right side tonight. Bruno Valdez and Emmanuel Aguilera are your center backs. Two holding midfielders, Santiago Caceres and Richard Sanchez. Now, the way it was given, wingers were listed as Giovanni Dos Santos and Leo Suarez, with Andres Ibargüen as your number 10 or withdrawn forward or second forward, along with Henry Martin up top. If that happens, Atlanta United will have to attack the right side, the left side of Club America, because if Giovanni Dos Santos is out wide, you want to make him run, you want to make him defend. It's not something he likes to do. Luis Fuentes, an older player, 33 years old, you want to try to take advantage of that with a young, attack-minded player like Brooks Lennon getting in behind and putting that pressure on. I would be surprised if it's Gio on the left and Ibargüen in the middle. I think that'll flip. Ibargüen on the left side is where he has typically played. He gave Atlanta problems in the Campeones Cup. Dangerous player going forward. If you can make him defend some, that could take some of the pressure off. Two players to watch for me. Henry Martin is a player who Miguel Herrera believes in, played for him at Tijuana, came over to Club America. This is his second year with the team. He is 27 years old. He scored on Friday night a goal deep in stoppage time to rescue a point against Pumas. He also has 5 caps for Mexico. His most recent cap was late in 2018. So a player with a pedigree. He's not Roger Martinez, who has scored more goals for this team over the years, but is just getting back into the mix for Club America. He's not Nico Castillo, who was out injured. He's a player that people are still kind of looking at to see, is he going to turn into what a Club America number 9 is expected to be? Federico Viñas, the young Uruguayan, 21 years old, he's got 3 goals on the season. He will be available, but he's not starting. That's a little bit of a surprise, but it's possible that he's being held out to start on Saturday against Cruz Azul in a huge league match for Club America. Another player to keep an eye on is Leo Suarez. Suarez is a 23-year-old Argentine who developed at Boca Juniors, moved to Villarreal at 18 years old, and didn't really get into the Villarreal first team. Spent a lot of time out on loan or playing for Villarreal B in the Segunda División in Spain. He has come over in January. He's a player with a very strong pedigree. This season, it's been okay. 8 appearances in the Clausura. He's got a goal. He's got an assist. He's got a yellow card. He's been all right. They're expecting more from him. And these are the kinds of moments where a player can sometimes rise to the occasion. Leo Suarez will have a lot on him tonight with not the usual cast around him. Giovanni Dos Santos is a player we've all known. We've watched his development from his time at Barcelona, from his time at Tottenham, from his time at Villarreal, from his time with the LA Galaxy. He's having a good season as a playmaker for Club America. He's got a couple of assists in 7 appearances this season. 30 years old, still a top player. Is he what he used to be? No. But is he a player that you have to account for? 100%. He's a player that Atlanta will have to be careful with tonight. Let's look at the holding midfield, because this is an area where I think Atlanta can try to outplay what Club America is fielding in Caceres and Sanchez. You're not going to see Guido Rodriguez tonight. You're not going to see Fernando Gonzalez tonight. Those are 2 top holding midfielders for Club America. Caceres, 23-year-old Argentine, he's made 4 appearances this season. He is on loan from Villarreal. He's got 1 red card so far in the Clausura. Richard Sanchez is a 23-year-old Paraguayan who Club America paid $7 million for from Olimpia in Paraguay last August. 2 assists this season, 9 appearances. Sanchez has played a pretty good bit this season. They're not the usual faces here. Sanchez has been that this season. He wasn't in the Apertura. Caceres is a player on loan. We'll have to see what he turns into. This is an area where Emerson Heinemann, Eric Rometty, potentially Ezequiel Barco, potentially Mateo Sosetu, potentially Pitti Martinez, all dropping in, can try to overplay 2 younger players that haven't been in these kinds of matches as much as a Pitti has, as a Heinemann even has at times. This is a spot where I think Atlanta can try to attack the middle. They can try to attack down the right. They can create some opportunities, and that's what they're going to have to do tonight to find some joy against Club America at the Estadio Azteca. Our coverage tonight starts at 10:30. We'll not have a Five Stripes countdown. We're coming in right after Hawks coverage. We'll have a very short wrap after the game because we have a plane to catch to get back to Atlanta early tomorrow morning. So you can listen on 92.9 The Game. You can listen on the radio.com app. You can listen on the Atlanta United app. It's a big one tonight. We are really looking forward to this opportunity, Mike and I, to call this game from the Estadio Azteca. It is a special place, and hopefully this will be a special night for Atlanta United. Hope you guys can join us tonight. We'll be back talking soon. We'll have stoppage time on Friday at 2 o'clock at facebook.com/929TheGame. Thank you for your time. Talk to y'all soon.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.